You know, we definitely have to stop the run this week. We got to pretty much suffocate the run. I think if they're able to run and get it going in the passing game, they'll have, you know, most teams are pretty successful. So we got to take one thing away and, you know, make them play with another.
What do you remember about week one against them?
Not too much. I remember week one we did stop the run and we were able to make plays. We got after the quarterback a little bit. You know, their O-line was a little depleted, and, you know, I think they have Meester back now, and, you know, I think they're getting some more stability in their offensive line. They played well last week, but they're not playing Detroit this week.
I mean, their record is not great, but when you look at the fact that the games they have lost have been, like, I think 7 points or less, I mean, they're maybe better than their record indicates. So
that's that's fine. You know, I don't necessarily look at their record. I just know we're playing against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Regardless of their record, I know what type of game it's going to be. You know, records and stats and things of that nature, they don't really factor in into a game like this. It's a divisional game. It's plus two. I believe their record it puts them in a position where they pretty much need this win. So, you know, we're not trying to let them get it off our expense. We need this win just as bad as they need it.
How are you physically?
Physically, I'm getting better. It's one of those still things that just going to heal over time. So I'm getting better. I wasn't able to practice today, but, you know, I think I'm getting better.
Did no practice affect you at all, or are you the kind of guy that can – just go out there.
You saw my performance last week. What do you think?
Did you guys there's that discomfort as much as you love the game?
I can't. It's my whole week is a mental preparation. You know, that started yesterday with my film work and today, and then I watched practice from behind, and you know it. It's uncomfortable, you know, for the situation. My situation is uncomfortable. It doesn't affect me all the time, but it is uncomfortable a lot of the times. And, you know, I just have to play through it because it's one of those things that you're able to play through. So that's what I do.
Talking about their running game, what's one thing you guys' defense have to do, the main thing you have to do?
What do you mean?
You said the first game you got to get into the gaps and stop and clog the gaps. Same thing?
Yeah, you know, it's the same philosophy. Their playbook hasn't changed in 4 years, let alone since the first game of the season. So, like I say, this is one of those things. The record and stats and all that stuff is thrown out the window. And, you know, you line up, you know, they know what they're going to see from us on offense. I mean, defensively, and we know what we're going to see from them offensively. So it's one of those type of games.
Is this team talking about more and more dinged up? How important is having guys like Eric Kane, Dave Ball, and those guys who have really stepped in and helped out?
Those guys are real important. Those are the same guys that have been working here with us all off season, through the OTAs, through preseason camp, you know, through the games that we played. So it's one of those things that when you're in a backup role, you always have to be prepared because you never know when your number is going to be called. It's almost harder to be a backup in this league just because you're not getting all the reps that the starters get. But those guys are great compliments to the guys that play in front of them. And, you know, we don't miss a beat on defense when those guys come in. So
would you be 9-0 without those guys?
Probably not. You know, it's a total team effort. You know, Eric King made some plays last week. He's made some plays in the past. So is Dave Ball. So is a lot of people. You know, those aren't the only two people that come and play well. And, you know, when their number is called, I believe everyone does.